No, I'm not surprised. I know we've got quality hurlers, and you know the league final, we didn't perform. Like, and Donegal had a very good day. Like, and so it's one of those games that it just happened. So I knew we have enough quality in the squad to play and to play the type of hurling we played today. You know, so there's plenty of character there.
And there was a bit of heart, I suppose, from that league final that you brought into the game, and that helped the boys get a wee bit spring in their step.
Well, yeah. I suppose the motivation was there, that we had to try and atone for what we'd done in the league final. And you know, the boys knew that themselves. They didn't perform, so they knew how to do it today. And we needed a performance today, and we got it, you know.
You're now in the semi-final, which is, you know, it's a great place to be, and you have a couple of weeks off to prepare for that.
Yeah, no, it's great to get to semi-final, you know, for the simple fact that we've been on the road now since the start of February. We haven't had really any breaks, and we've picked up a few injuries, so hopefully we'll get those maybe cleared up, and we'll have a full squad maybe to pick from.
You've got those injuries, of course, as well, but, you know, you're playing week to week, ahead for momentum, as you've shown as well, and keeps the players on a high foot.
Yeah, it does, but the fatigue's sitting in there too, and some of the injuries are been picked up through playing a lot of matches, you know, week after week. And, you know, with the squad we have, there's a lot of guys are not getting any break, and you're playing a lot of the same players because we just can't rotate the players. So in one sense, yeah, it's good to get matches, but yeah, you would still like have a certain length of time in between them, and sometimes preparing for, you know, for the different competitions, it's difficult when one competition just runs straight into the other, you know what I mean, to be able to prepare for them, you know.
And what's the update on the injury? Eddie Kelly, Matty McGrew, I think Chris Cross may be injured as well.
Chris has got a hamstring. He hurt it playing a club match there last week. Chris's hamstring. Eddie's got a knee problem. It's reoccurred again. Matthew McGrew's got a hamstring. Ray McKernan's got broken fingers. So, you know, those guys are all out at the moment, and I'm hoping to have some of them back, and or them all back, maybe possibly for the 20th.
And one step away now from Croke Park, so it would be great for the boys to get back there.
Yeah, look, it would be great, but look, we're not looking any further than the 20th. That's our next game, whoever we get, and it's going to be a tough game because, you know, there's still a lot of good teams left in the competition, including Donegal. So, you know, whoever we get, it's going to be easy.